This is Today in Nursing Leadership, a podcast from the American Organization for Nursing Leadership. I'm Bill Klaproth, and with me is Alyssa Adams, Director of Education Partnerships at AONL, and Amy Trueblood, Senior Director of Leadership Development at AONL. Alyssa and Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill, for having us.
Yeah.
Wonderful to be here, Bill, again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Amy and Alyssa, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. So, Amy, let me start with you. What inspired the creation of the Micro Learning Hub?
Well, just a couple of years ago, as I was starting in this role with AONL, realized that we needed to have accessible opportunities for and grow in the resources that we had available that could be real just in time. Availabilities. I didn't know much about micro learnings. I knew the word. And so very thankful that once Alyssa came on board, she expanded on that vision a bit. So would you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So of course I have a great boss sitting right next to me who lets me ideate on all the things that are possible when we're looking to expand our horizons and really expand opportunities for our members. And so one of those conversations that we were just having was how do we merge what are on-demand needs and quick learning needs for our community? And so from that, we know that micro learnings are pretty popular across multiple different types of organizations. So I thought, why not bring that to the nursing leadership organization? And I have the skill of building things. So
yes, she does.
Empowered me to be able to kind of put together what the vision would look like and share it with our leadership team. And then they were like, yes, let's go do it. And so that brings us to the hub that we actually have that's live. And of course, nothing happens without a great team. So I was very thankful to be able to collaborate with multiple members of the AONL team, Lenny from marketing, Megan and Dawn from our LMS team. And then of course, we'll talk about the authors who were part of the project.
So. Yeah, micro learnings just sounds like it makes sense in today's society. There's so many things going on. Micro learnings is just a great idea, Alyssa.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It was, and then she added, she went above and beyond and added this idea of digital badging, which I had no idea about either. So I'm showing my age here quite a bit, but it was really, really a brilliant strategy for recognition of completion of those as well, also available.
Yeah. So Amy, what challenges are nurse leaders facing today that these micro learnings help solve?
You know, I think there's a few ways that I'll answer that question. And certainly our leaders are challenged with financial resources, with human resources, staff, those types of situations, but also with this communication change and cultural abilities to even have time to take time to sit down and speak with someone, or you know, the way that the multi-generational workforce is there, which is brilliantly and a beautiful thing. I'm so lucky. We're so lucky that we have so many generations working together, but really just trying to manage all of that from in some of the more complex roles that exist in the healthcare system is really what we're trying to tackle, and things that also it helps manage their time. They're available quickly, and so they can get little nuggets of learning that may help them in real time.
And really make them feel they're more productive because they are able to get these micro learnings when they have the time to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. at their convenience and able to share those online, yeah. As I was mentioning. So it solves many issues.
Yeah, for sure. And Alyssa, can you share a moment in your career when something like this would have helped you?
Well, I mean, I think there's many, but I think for right now as a nursing leader, just in when you're transitioning from one place to another and you're looking to kind of quickly be able to learn about a topic or elevate yourself in a skill, that having the ability to kind of tap into something in like 5 minutes and be like, oh, okay, now I can like take notes on this or I can take it to wherever I'm headed next. So I think when I think about it today, like in my current role, I am like, okay, well, I don't know about all of the things happening in nursing. So where can I go? What's the library where I can go to like search about all the different topics, all the different roles people have, all the different things that are happening and how quickly our healthcare landscape is changing. And I feel like currently I need to be able to tap into everything, right? Like I need to have a broad knowledge, and the micro learnings are where I find the space to do that. And it's really been fun in the development phase, receiving all the micro learnings and like reviewing having them, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, look how great this is. And like, I learned it in, you know, 5 minutes watching this video. So I think right now that's been the most impactful for me. However, when I was, you know, in my clinical roles or as clinical leader, I would have loved to have been able to like sit in my office and just learn something, anything, you know, like I didn't know about in the healthcare world that I could have translated. So there's one of our micro learning topics that's been one of my favorites, which is the healthcare design. And so there are a few things in there that I've been like, oh my gosh, like I would have loved to have been able to like take that and like put a QR code out in the nurse's station and be like, hey, check this out. Like, you guys, how can this affect your day-to-day work? So,
Yeah. So yeah. you just mentioned the healthcare design topic. What other topics can people find in these micro learnings?
Oh my gosh. So we have the whole year ahead of us. So you need to stay tuned. but currently, there's healthcare design in there. There's nursing theory. There's complexity. I have the theorist master herself sitting next to us, and I hope she'll chime in on how fun. I want to say one thing when I think about all the topics and all the things that you'll see is if you can just watch the passion on the presenters themselves. Like, I think that was one of the most fun things about the project is the topics were great, but it felt so alive watching the people because they're speaking about things that they're passionate about. So you have Renee Thompson, who spoke at our conference last year, but talks about various different things from social media, communication, and kind of how you can drive that. There, we do a lot on digital communication, which is one of my favorite topics, generations and how you can learn about how do they communicate, how do they want to be led, what are the things that drive them in their system? So just like being able to have a quick, like maybe you do a analysis and you realize like, oh, my unit is really heavy Gen Z or my unit's really heavy Gen X. Like, how do you navigate the communication if you're not of that generation and you don't have that knowledge, you know, very quickly on hand? So those are the things that you're going to find in the Micro Learning Hub. But I'd love for you to share how it felt to author.
I was very much honored to have the opportunity to author, and I'm not myself a theorist, but a love of connecting theory to practice and trying to take some ideas that are somewhat obtuse and make them practical and usable into people's immediate practice, because to me, it's very important. It's how my brain works to take big picture and make it palatable and actionable for those that are out in the field doing work in whatever situation that we're leading. And so I had the opportunity. It was really, really fun. I had to learn a lot and stretch to, and yay Gen X, that's me. And I tell you, you know, any colleagues out there that are hearing this that need to stretch a little bit, learn, because it required me to learn more about technology, and to get a message, which you're learning is hard for me, out in 5 to 8 minutes of a presentation on topics that I love so much. But it was so fun. I hope that comes out. I've seen some of the others, you can just see, Alyssa's exactly right. You can see the joy from these faculty and these experts who are bringing something they're passionate about to our community of leaders. And that's just so important. It is part of one of our pillars at AONL. Is community, and this is another great way to start to see people, the humans behind these leaders that we can sometimes see on a different platform in a different way. They've got books, they've got all these different things, and it's just to see them as humans sharing something that they love. We're really thankful for all of those that did that, yeah. And I'm grateful for the opportunity.
That's why they call you the theorist master. Yes. All of that.
I've given you that name, dubbed.
It's done now.
I didn't
now.
Know
you
that.
Have it.
Oh,
you
my
have
gosh.
It.
I need to get a necklace or something.
So, Alyssa, you also mentioned Renee Thompson and some of the other topics. So, Amy, you were just talking so wonderfully about this. Can you tell us more about the experts behind these courses?
Yeah, we are very, very lucky at AONL. We know we're nearly 13,000 members and growing. And one of the beautiful things about AONL members is that they represent every area of the country, geographically, every area where people are cared for, whether it's an outpatient setting, a home health setting, whether there are innovators, we're seeing here entrepreneurs and managers and leaders in a hospital setting or outside of it, systems. We have access to the most brilliant nurses in the world, frankly. And they are a part of our community. And we know, we get to know, that's what I love about this role. One of the things I love about this role, we get to know what makes people tick. Alyssa didn't know that I love to talk about theory a year ago. And she's like, this would be a great idea. And being, I hope people listen to watch those, but because I'm like, is anybody going to care about theory? But anyway, the faculty and the people that are engaging in this gives them an opportunity to educate, which is, of course, one of our pillars at AONL as well. We have an ability to have content related to advocacy, another one of our pillars. There's just so many opportunities that we have to reach out and reach in. Our members need to see themselves. We want them to see themselves in every single thing that we do. Our tagline over at our booth is AONL, where nurse leaders belong. And I think that is just it's a vision, it's a mission, it's a hope of ours that every person who wants to develop competencies in leadership finds a home at AONL and knows that they belong here. And so this all offers up opportunities for people to be engaged with AONL, to be sharing, to be educating, and to get their work out there as well and help to build that community even more. Because there's an ability to comment, right, on the Microlearning Hub. Can people put comments?
Yes. So we do have the opportunity for them to submit topics that they're interested in. And then, of course, if they're an expert and they put their email in there, they might hear from me. But just to add on to what Amy was sharing, so our members have been a great source of how we have developed the Microlearning Hub. Though right now you may only see about 15 or 20 microlearnings on the hub, we are anticipating releasing 72 over the course of this year, and we already have about 60 that are in better completed development. So that's where we're at for the year, and so I'm really excited about all the content and all the authors that are going to be in there. Amy was mentioning Stretch Yourself. There's going to be some opportunities for some AI content, some how to build an app type stuff. So, I mean, there's some really cool things that are going to be in there that I think you'll be able to apply to anything that you're doing, any role that you have in nursing.
If I can just tag on one more thing, is that it's not, you don't have to be a nurse or a nurse leader or a member of AONL to be tapped on the shoulder to create some of these microlearnings. What we really want to do is, as we hear our members and we hear about skills that they need, and I'm going to use our fabulous colleague Lenny from our marketing team. She may do a microlearning for us because she's an expert on social media, on marketing, and we have a lot of members who need to know and grow in that content that are starting their own businesses, that are just trying to build their brand and their personal brand and those types of things. So,
and their influence.
And so any of our staff, their influence for sure. Any of our staff, as well as other experts that are friends of AONL or others that we that are expert in something that we feel like our members would benefit from value, we will be reaching out to serve as faculty for these microlearnings.
Yeah, well, it's a well-balanced course. You're thinking of everything to offer and what could help nurse leaders. So I love some of the things you said there, Amy and Alyssa. I love how you said we want our members to see themselves in our programs. And I love how you said you have access to the most brilliant nurses in the world. And I totally agree. This is such a great conference we're at right now. And you see these people. I get to talk to them all the time. And I fully agree with that. So it's great that you're tapping into what they can offer and bring as well. So, Alyssa, you said 72 coming this year. So how can someone realistically fit a micro learning into their day? How does this work?
Oh, my goodness. I think there are so many ways. So, I mean, we doom scroll all the time. So, you know, you can exchange that 10 minutes of that for 10 minutes of this. They're very mobile friendly. So, I mean, I've done most of them on my phone. So just to make sure that everything works and functions appropriately, I can connect my badge and everything through my mobile device. So, and then, of course, when they share it on social media, it helps their friends to engage with the content and also elevate themselves. So, I would first start with exchanging your doom scrolling for a little learning.
I like
it. And then otherwise, throughout your day, they're short. So it's definitely able to fit in if you're just looking to maybe not even think about what you have going on in the, you know, hospital day to day or in your current role day to day, but you just want to see something new You know, you can click on there and check something out and give it 5 minutes and they're in your cart. I mean, they're in your LMS forever. So you can go back to them and play around and do the activities and the games that are in there.
She and I make a good team because I'm sitting here going, what does doom scrolling mean?
You've done it. You probably don't know the term.
I've put it together now. I think I know, yes, but that's why we need each other.
I think that is the quote of the conference so far. Alyssa, exchange your doom scrolling with an AONL micro learning. I love it. Can we get that on the banner up here?
That's our new tagline. Lenny, take it down.
I love it. That is so good. So, Alyssa, let me ask you then, what kind of impact can short learning have on leadership?
Oh, my gosh. That's a loaded question.
Let's go there.
Let's do it. So I think the impact is really on, first, on yourself. So you take control of your own professional development. And I think that's one of the things that I've loved about being part of AONL is that you really have, really the ownership is on you. You grow and learn and become who you want to be and take ownership of that. And I think the micro learnings are a big piece of that. You can go in there, you can see different topics, you can learn from different authors, you can see what their backgrounds are, and then you can kind of feel identify with if there's somewhere, some place or space that you want to move to. I think it gives you that. So I think the impact is I'm going to be excited to see and feel the comments and feel them as they come in. So hopefully we'll learn more about what the overall impact will be. But I think it's all in kind of how you take ownership of your own personal development. But
yeah,
Amy, I know you might have something to add.
I agree completely with everything that you said. And I just think that the ability to rapidly make a change, like Alyssa was saying, rapidly say, listen, I can watch this on my phone. That's how I've done the ones that I've done as well. Get this done in my phone. Maybe I'm about to have a difficult conversation in an hour or two, and I can at least check and see who has talked to me about this, I'm about to go and meet somebody that my experience hasn't been great with previously. Maybe there's incivility or bullying going on. Let's see what was Renee's micro learning that's here, and is there something, a quick nugget that I can take quick before I go into this situation so that I might be better equipped? And I think that we will see how big the impact is. It's not a question of whether or not it'll be what there will be one, because mm-hmm. there will be many. It's right. A question of seeing how large that impact gets and just how powerful it is.
Well, I didn't even think about the on-demand aspect of this. As you said, boy, I'm going to go into maybe having a difficult conversation in a couple hours. I need to, let me get a couple of tips and strategies. Micro learning is great for that. I never thought about that. I need it real world. I've got a situation coming up. How can this help me?
Well, and one of the things that Megan and Don were able to do with the LMS, sorry to take over, they were able to infuse lots of activities in there. So there are scenarios where you can kind of craft, like maybe you need to practice something or you want to see how you can apply that immediately. So every micro learning gives you the opportunity to have like a practice on applying whatever the concept is. So it's really nice too, because like maybe it looks different 6 months from now, so you can go back in and reuse the activity. So it's a great opportunity to just be able to help like train your brain on, okay, here's the concept, now how do I use it in my role? How does it apply to me in this situation versus maybe what my situation might be at a different time period?
So then Amy, let me ask you this question. How does this reflect on AONL's broader vision?
Yeah. Well, AONL's vision involves us being one voice for leadership, one voice for healthcare, representing nursing leadership, elevating nursing leadership. And this past year, we completed our strategic plan. So it's not the first one, but the first year of our 25 to 27 strategic plan. Everything there is centered around reducing health disparities and health disparity outcomes. And then from there, we go more out to, well, how are we specifically going to do that at AONL? Well, one of the ways is to advance nursing leadership. Another is to expand our advocacy. And the third involves how we are going to provide resources, education, and others to really equip leaders to be at their best all the time. And part of that includes what I was mentioning before about seeing themselves as a part of AONL. There's a specific priority tactic there that involves that we will expand our reach, knowledge exchange, reflecting the entire continuum of care. And so with these micro learnings fit in there in terms of the broader vision. We've talked a little bit about that already, but offering opportunities for people to be involved, volunteer, faculty, those types of situations, but also to help our leaders grow ultimately, and how we serve our members is really important. This is a free benefit to members, by the way. I don't think I've mentioned that yet. Free benefit to AONL members.
Free benefit, people.
Yeah.
Free benefit.
Yeah. Should we say it again? I should say
free
it
benefit.
Again.
This is awesome.
Free
yeah.
to you. And you get contact hours. That's another piece of it that's just really brilliant. We were able to work with our partners. We are an approved provider of nursing continuing professional development through the American Nurses Credentialing Center. And so we were able to work through that process and ensure that we give, so there's stackable micro learnings. We even got a shout out from my friend Jen Graby on LinkedIn and about this as a unique way to offer leadership contact hours as well. And there's more to come there that we've got ways that we can and will improve on that over the future as well. So anyway, the micro learnings are just one piece, right? We've got in-person programs. We've got on-demand programs. We've got webinars. We've got resources out of our professional practice department and our member-led groups. These are just one thing. This conference is where all of it kind of comes together. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the broader vision, one voice for an elevating nursing leadership, this is one way that we will do that, a creative, innovative, and new way of us doing it. So
yeah, well, Alyssa said earlier, it's really important that people can, or these micro learnings make it easy for people to focus on their own personal development. So
yeah.
If I'm hearing both of you, the more people that can focus on their personal development through the micro learnings, the more people that get involved in this, we lift the whole community up.
Yep.
To help reach those goals that you were talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That makes
yes.
a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So Alyssa, tell us, what can listeners expect next out of the laboratory?
Ooh,
tell
my
us.
Gosh. I think there's so much. So they need to tune in. So we're going to be releasing about 6 micro learnings every month.
Okay.
So we have, we'll do another pretty big release here coming up after the conference. And then they can tune in every month for new micro learnings, new authors, and see the new content that's coming out. Again, they can expect to see at least 70 total in the library for this year. And then they'll have to stay tuned for the announcement on what comes for 2027.
Exciting.
Yeah. It will be.
I love it. And again, free.
Free.
Come on, members, free.
Free.
Come
yes.
on now.
Right.
And
unlimited
course,
access.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unlimited access. I
helps
love it.
To just deepen their learning that they get from content and things that we deliver all throughout the year. So
yeah.
Great opportunity to continue to elevate their competency.
I love it. This has been so exciting. Thank you for coming on and sharing about the micro learnings that AONL is offering. It really is a great program. And again, free people, free. Alyssa and Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bill.
You betcha. Once again, that is Alyssa Adams and Amy Trueblood. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you at aonl.org/nursing-leadership-podcast. This is Today in Nursing Leadership. Thanks for listening.